The Senate is expected to begin debate today on legislation that would provide a prescription drug benefit under Medicare. For years, Republicans and Democrats have battled over the issue, but an agreement appears likely. Lawmakers hope to send President Bush a bill to sign this summer. Commentator Matt Miller says Democrats ought to reconsider their support for the bill.
Someone needs to call a timeout and ask if Democrats know what they're doing by helping President Bush add a prescription drug benefit to Medicare. Let me be clear. I'm not questioning whether we need to add this benefit to Medicare. We do. But the current bills wouldn't start the new benefit until 2006. Any law passed now is mostly about President Bush positioning himself and the Republicans for the 2004 election. Bush is determined to present his domestic record as compassionate, despite the fact that it's mostly featured tax cuts for the best off in our country. But this image of compassion is central to Bush's appeal to the independent voters who decide presidential elections. The White House is counting on two achievements to sell the compassion hoax. The first is the No Child Left Behind bill, passed with Democratic support back in 2001. No honest observer can say this law did anything serious for America's most troubled schools, but it's given Bush the credibility on education he craves. If Bush can go to voters in 2004 and also say he's the one who added prescription drugs to Medicare, this seals the deal on compassion. You only need these two talking points in a stump speech, not to mention the record-breaking $200 million Bush expects to spend on his campaign, to convince independents you're a caring kind of guy and trump Democratic complaints to the contrary. Thinking this way isn't pretty. But Republicans are the masters at it, and they play for keeps. In 1993, recall, Republicans recognized that passage of any Clinton health care plan would be a boost for Democrats for years to come. That's why they helped to kill the flawed but fixable plan. Fast forward to 2003. Tom Daschle and Ted Kennedy say Democrats shouldn't stop Bush's Medicare plan, but instead should take what they can get and improve it later. Why aren't Democrats doing now what Republicans did a decade ago? It's tempting to say it's because Democrats are good and Republicans are evil, but I'm not that partisan a person. Stopping Bush's Medicare plan without being successfully blamed by Bush for obstructionism would call for a political dexterity that Democrats haven't shown in recent years. But Democrats have a reservoir of public goodwill on health care that Republicans don't. So why take half a loaf, especially when it gives a pivotal boost to Bush for 2004? When it comes to morality and public policy, it's now common to ask, what would Jesus do? Before Democrats hand Bush his prescription drug victory, they ought to at least debate what Republicans would do.
The comments of Matt Miller, a senior fellow at Occidental College and host of Left, Right, and Center, produced at NPR member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.